Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is Robert Trujillo from Metallica, and we're only 2 days away from the release of our new album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
New Metallica album is out on Friday, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. I hooked up with the band back in September to talk about the new album and the history of Metallica. We talked a little bit about their explosion in popularity in the early 90s. There was unfortunately some resentment from old fans when the Black album came out. And then you've got bands like Nirvana, for example, that maybe didn't like to play Smells Like Teen Spirit live. Did you guys ever feel the same way about a song like Enter Sandman?
When an underground thing becomes popular, it scares people. I think it really messes with people's heads when their whole intention is to be underground and cool. And when other people want the same thing, it becomes popular. What do you do then? Can you not still like it? I mean, do you actually like it because you like it, or do you like it because no one else likes it? Trying to pathologize it, it doesn't really work. In our opinion, you like it and you like it, and other people like it, so be it. Them not playing Teen Spirit live, that's their choice. I'd say Sandman, probably one of our most popular songs. We like playing it, and it gets people moving, and it moves the crowd. And, whether it's our favorite song to play ever or not, it's still part of our... this is part of our, our quiver. It's one of the songs of a weapon of ours, and we love it, and we play it, and it gets people singing, it gets people happy. So that's same. It does the same for us.
Robert, at that point, did you ever see yourself being a part of something like this?
With the Black album, it was interesting because when that came out, it was so different than Injustice for All, but it was so damn good. And at first maybe it was so different that you didn't know if you were going to like it or not. And a lot of other bands and musicians were talking about it. It didn't connect at first with a lot of the musicians, but for me, it did. I felt the songs were really powerful. And again, just great songwriting. Obviously there were some hits in that mix. So they had done something different. They had challenged themselves, and they went a slightly different direction and kicked ass. I remember with Suicidal Tendencies, we had toured with Metallica on the Black album. So back in 1993, it was. I remember, we'd do our set, and then I'd watch them from out in the crowd, and I just thought to myself, man, they are just so badass in their... so damn popular, I wonder if I could ever be a part of that, energy and being a part of such a big band. So for me, it's very surreal to actually now be playing with Lars, James, and Kirk and to be up on that big stage. But it back then it was really just a fantasy, and it was like, well, maybe someday, but that's how life has been for me. You take these small steps forward and you dream a little bit and fantasize, and sometimes they come true. So here we are now making music together. It's pretty cool.
The new Metallica album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct, is out on Friday, when that CD, along with Metallica's other studio albums, 11 total, I believe, by texting the word Hardwired to 77999. Message and data rates may apply. Get you in the running for that. And check out the radio special with Metallica, hosted by Corey Taylor from Slipknot. That's on Sunday night at 9 o'clock on The Rock.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.